SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Call them at 619-579-8888. Well, you know, Mark, you know Dory Savage, right?
Yes.
Used to live here in San Diego.
Yes, yeah. Porsche.
Well, she packed her gear with her Porsche, I might add, mm-hmm. and hauled herself back to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She's working for a company
the
called...
White Porsche.
Yeah.
She's do I remember?
She's working for a company called M7 Speed that accessorizes Mini Coopers.
Oh, a topic near and dear to your heart.
Oh, she knows that I'm a Mini Cooper enthusiast with my GP. And her boss went gaga when he seen it as well. So I went on the website, and it's real simple to find, m7tuning.com. And let me tell you, if you're a Mini enthusiast, these folks have got it all. Dory, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you have a fast little car. I like your Mini.
Yeah, I know. I got a cute little car. Now, you know, I'm looking at M7, and these guys, I mean, there's nothing they don't do. The Max G Performance Suspension, Gen 1 Mini. I mean, you break it down to Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3. So what's the kind of the main purpose of the company? I mean, is it just to, because I know your a lot of your parts and pieces go through the local dealers. So what's kind of the mindset of M7?
Well, we basically want to be the world leader in high-performance aftermarket Mini Cooper parts. And I'm talking performance, not accessories like keychains and antenna balls. We sell parts that make your car go faster and handle better. And we sell high-quality, highly engineered parts. And actually, M7's been around for about 15 years. They started in Long Beach, California.
Wow.
And about 3 years ago, Mark moved it to North Carolina, and Mark is actually our engineer. And that gives me a lot of confidence in our product and in the design because he was an engineer for NASCAR for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the space shuttle program for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I was looking at the parts and at the parts and pieces, everything from body kits to suspensions to, you know, Countryman utility hitches if need be, you know, right down to Motul's world renowned 100% synthetic. Where do you guys do your testing? I mean, does Mark actually race the cars once you put the parts on? Where do you actually get your R&D?
We do all of our R&D in-house. We've put everything onto our own cars that we have at the shop. We put stuff onto customers' cars and let them test it out. We just really like to put it on there, take it out, and run it and see what happens.
And that is so smart. I know there's very few companies that do that, but the companies that will have build a part and then call a Mini enthusiast in and say, hey, let's put this part on your car. You drive her for a week and tell me what you think. 9 times out of 10, you never take the part off, right? I mean, you end up selling it to the guy.
They keep the part. No doubt. They love it. We make great stuff. We've got something really exciting for your California people that's going on right now.
What's that?
For the R56 and the Gen 1, our max flow intake system. They have just passed emission testing with the SEMA lab. And so that means available in California as legal aftermarket upgrades.
Right. I was going to ask you about California because, you know, California is as tough as they get, but the rest of the states are too. They're all adopting California emission laws. So to know that you've got it, because that's one of the biggest parts without spending a bucket load of money to give you the best bang for your result, and that's a cold air induction system.
Right, that's one of the first upgrades you want to make when you buy your car.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah, and you don't need a shop because I think what you sell, you also have instructions how to install it. Do you guys have a tech line for people to call in case they would do something like Mark would do and put it on upside down?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. They can call our shop anytime and we'll talk them through it.
Right, exactly.
You know, I would expect that M7 Speed, you get some pretty wild Minis there, because I'm sure, Mark, you go out with the Mini community, you know, and talk with them to see what they're interested in, what they're liking, what they're not liking. So,
absolutely. There's a Mini that was just built by the Prestige Mini, and they put a lift kit on it, one of our lift kits.
Really?
And they turned it into a car that they called the Adventureman, and that's a pretty wild little Mini.
Oh, cool.
They take it off-road. They take it in the snow. It's just the coolest Countryman ever.
So for people out here in California thinking that Minis belong in California, do you have a large group of Mini enthusiasts back east?
Oh, my goodness. There are Mini enthusiasts all around the world. We do have a large group back east. There are Mini enthusiasts are everywhere. It's the greatest group of people I've ever met. I'm just having a great time working in the Mini world.
Now, you're a Porsche girl, which was that a hard transition?
I am a car girl. I like Porsches. I like off-road cars. I like pickup trucks. But my new favorite is Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
I picked her up at the airport, my GP, just because I knew she was working with M7, so I thought I'd give her a little taste of the GP world.
Of course, you had to try to scare her.
No, you can't scare this girl. What are you, crazy? This girl is not scarable. If anything, she'll get mad if you're not going fast enough or if the adrenaline isn't up at, you know, volume 12. Right?
I'll reach over and push that gas pedal down for you.
See? She would do that. So now you're working for M7 and you've got districts that you deal with, and you basically, because most of your parts and pieces are going right through the actual Mini dealer, correct? I mean, you can buy offline, but doesn't most of your stuff go through the dealer?
Well, we do have a lot of e-commerce going on. We just picked up Andy's Auto Sport. They sell for us. And Pelican Auto Parts, they sell for us. But our new program is we are reaching out to the dealerships across the United States, and they've been putting our product into the car and then selling the car. Our biggest seller has been the 2-inch lift kit on the Countryman and Paceman.
Lift kit.
And so we're getting authorized dealers to get on board with us to make our product available to the Mini Cooper world. And our newest dealership to get on board is actually Mini of San Diego, so welcome.
Yeah, how about that?
Glad to have you on board. It's my hometown.
Now, you make M7 Speed makes Mini performance products for all of the Mini models? Countryman, Pace.
Yes, we make stuff for everything. And we're getting ready to come out with some stuff for the F-Series, and I know everyone's looking forward to that. It's in development right now, and we expect to go into production a little bit later this year.
Wow. No. I tell you what, you know, you got a dream job, girl. I knew when you landed this one, this was going to be home.
Oh, this is it. I made a home run. I love this place.
Hey, is that you standing next to that motel gas can or oil can?
On the website.
I'm not sure what you're looking at.
Looking at the website. They got this really cute T-shirt that shows a girl standing next to a motel oil can. Or the motel?
Oh, no, that's not me. That's not me.
That looks like you.
No.
The blonde. All right.
No,
so,
I'm not sure who it is.
So now, do you guys ever go to SEMA? Do you guys ever come out and present?
Yes. Mark likes SEMA, and I'm sure we will be there. We're going to do part of Mini Takes the State, so maybe we'll swing down to San Diego and say hello.
I want to come back and do the dragon with you. Maynard's already done the dragon, so he's bored. But I would love to do the dragon.
I've done the dragon a couple of times.
You need to come out and do the dragon with us.
I know.
No doubt.
Especially with a M7 Speed equipped Mini. That's the way to do it.
I did the tail
exactly
of dragon in a Porsche box.
We're actually working on a project car called the Iron Man, and it will be completely lifted, completely equipped with off-road lights and brush guards and skid plates.
So you're seeing growth in off-road Minis.
Well, adventure. When you're from California and Arizona and you say off-road, you're talking 20-inch wheel travel. And we do beef up our suspensions. We provide the strongest suspensions in the industry for Mini Coopers.
Yeah,
so
interesting.
We're more like adventure motoring.
Right.
That's cool. Well, that's where the heart of the market is, adventure driving. You know, not hardcore off-road. You're not going to influence that group. But, you know, even the Fiat 500X, you know, was going for that adventure element.
It was trying.
That and didn't do it so well. But, man,
I think the Countryman and the Clubman are a perfect canvas to do this. Hey, kiddo, we're going to have to hit the dusty trail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And whenever you got new product, all you need to do is call us, and we'd love to give as much to M7 as we possibly can.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You guys have a great night.
You too, dear.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a small
break.
You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, my brother is going to call in, and he's going to talk to us about, what do they call that again? Toby knows. Our board op, he's all into it. He wanted to do it, too. And that's racing on the web.
iRacing.
iRacing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We was driving up great fine hill
passing cars like they was standing still. AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
In over 43 years as a family law practitioner, attorney Bob Bomber has handled just about every family law issue there is. His certified paralegal, Treva Cutts, has handled family law matters for over 26 years. His two associates, Aaron Perry and Will Hanisch, have handled family law matters for 16 years. Attorney Perry handles all aspects of family law, and attorney Hanisch also places emphasis on elder abuse. If you have a need of an experienced family law firm devoted exclusively to handling such family law issues as custody, move-aways, child and spousal support, the division of assets, and divorce, call attorney Robert J. Bomber. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, at 619-497-0054. Bob Bomber, a good person to have on your side. 619-497-0054.
AM 1170, The Answer, has gone interactive. Download our free app to get special offers, deals, and more than just status updates and pointless selfies from your smartphone.
Let's take a selfie.
Did you hear something on AM 1170, The Answer, you want to weigh in on? Download the free AM 1170, The Answer app to instantly call or email the station straight from your mobile device. The app is social, making you the first to know and respond. Download the free app today.
The Sanctuary Day Spa is offering Synergy Cellulite and Toxin Reduction Packages for half price. If you ever wanted to decrease the appearance of stubborn cellulite, now is your chance. Get the body you've always wanted. The Sanctuary Day Spa has been seen in Weekly Life and Style, Marie Claire, and also been voted Best Boutique Spa by Ocean Magazine. Don't miss this opportunity to treat yourself and feel good about it. Go now to CrazyPriceMall.com to get this amazing deal. That's CrazyPriceMall.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to SD Motorsports. I'm Dave Stahl. Mark Maynard in the house.
Raton.
We've been sitting here just having a great day today. Right now, and we're going to talk to my brother, Tim Barron. He is out of Sacramento, California. And he is into iRacing. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Dave.
You know, my board op, Toby, has always wanted to do that, so he knows all about that stuff as well. But you know, I've been doing a little research, you know, since the last time you called in, and it's way bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's like yet it's invisible somehow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
it's just in the strides they've been making technically.
Uh-huh. Have you gotten any new gear? Have you got any new equipment that you're playing with? Have you reached out to anybody to hook you up?
I sent out, you know, some the radio show, and right. Nothing just yet.
Okay, it'll come.
You know, I guess they want pictures. I don't know.
Well, what is iRacing?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, well, actually, no, I haven't even done that yet.
Oh.
I was been waiting a while, you know, to get better because it's like big. Seems like, but it's a subscription type thing, and you buy the tracks and cars as you proceed, and it's run just like real racing series.
Really?
Rules and you know, call the qualifying and everything, but it's really like almost professionally done, and they have live racing too.
So is it all online?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wow. Now what division are you in? What, I mean, because for people maybe that are a little intimidated about racing with, say, Mario Andretti and those guys, what group are you with?
Well, like I said, I'm one of those guys that just, they get online and whoever's there is there. Or you can I used to be in a league, and it was all 1965 era touring cars, and there it's all organized, and you don't have crashers in there. Guys just want to wreck the whole race and
stuff. Right.
So it's more organized, and so you know, right now I'm just a freelance, and so yeah, whoever's there, you just race, and that's how you get good. You learn some race techniques. And
when are the races? How do you know when a race is? I mean, like you say, you just go online. I mean, about three of you get online and say, hey, let's do Le Mans or let's do Brands Hatch, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually there's a whole list of all the different tracks, depending on which game you're in. And so whatever tracks are in the game are going to be online. And you see how many people are racing. You know, you say 8 to 9 people, or it's not so crazy as like 15, 20. Who, you know, you have all different levels of skill, so you get crashed. I get run into all the time, but that you just hook up and then it has a, you know, tells you how many laps, and then you set up your car with fuel and wing and all that stuff for that track.
What about equipment? I mean, are you sitting with a mouse in front of a computer? Or?
Some people are. Like I said, it's different levels. But if you really want to do well, you need a wheel, pedals, and all that stuff. You have some guy. You can tell the cars that are using a mouse pad or a keyboard because they just jerk, you know, to
right in front of you.
Not smooth, you know.
So have you been in any races lately?
Well, no, I was on vacation, which, you know, I was jonesing, I'll tell you that. Mm. But I brought iPad with a lot of my racing videos so I could live vicariously through my recordings. But now I'm back, and I jumped in, and God, the first few minutes is like, wow, the speed, you know, your brain's not quite used to watching it again. But I'm up to speed pretty much now. Right.
So what are you driving?
Actually last night I was driving an 80s era Porsche. What is that? The 9? I'm just terrible with numbers.
993?
The most famous.
Right. That's kind of my car.
Yeah, like the Löwenbräu 14. I have that car.
Oh, right. All right. So, yeah. God, I just...
And I was just running at Watkins Glen. Yeah. Oh, my
God. How'd you do?
Pretty good. Top five.
Really?
All right, I was fifth.
Are you exhausted when you get done? Are you tired? I mean, is it like driving?
Well, sometimes, if it's like a half-hour race. And during the summer, oh, my God, I have blowers in my sim, air induction.
Oh, okay.
So that really saved me back in the summer here in California.
God.
And now... It's nice and cool. But I'll tell you what, when you're leading and you got some guy on your butt and there's like three laps to go, oh, man, my heart is just like thumping.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just, you know, I go, God, I could die here just having the most fun of my life.
Yeah, right.
So it, adrenaline really gets going. Right. And so it's that much like racing, just missing the G forces.
Yeah. Well, you can spend money to get that.
That's what's cool about this. You know, small investment to get the game, like the basic R factor, uh-huh. One. That's what I would suggest to people just wanting to start out. And then, you know, get a wheel. There's all different levels. But I would choose something like Logitech G27. That is right off the shelf, almost like top stuff. Thank you, buddy. That's my dog agreeing with me. And and that's like $300. And unlike golf and stuff, you know, that's about it. Just for small, you know, either games or upgrades, which are like $5 sometimes, you know.
Gosh.
cool.
So, and this this sport's growing leaps and bounds, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, like I might have mentioned before, in 98, I hid the little toy wheel I had when company came over. It was just, you know, come on, man, grow up. Yeah. I went, no. But how did you see the wheel? You know.
Yeah, get away from me. I don't even want you over here.
Yeah. But now, you know, the first place I take them is check out my simulator.
Oh. And so you got your own little room? Got your own little room set up?
Well, I got my man cave, and within the man cave,
the pit area.
You have to climb in. So it's, I'll send you a video.
I wish you would.
You know what I got on vacation?
Yeah.
Every racer should have is a GoPro camera.
Ah.
Yes, I can just attach it to my forehead and capture the action.
You're there. You're
I'm
there.
I'm sure it's been done.
A little Velcro. I mean, you're good to go. Hey, before we let you go, since you are the proud owner of a Scion TC limited edition.
It's the RS TC 4.0. And I love it when people think, what engine? No, I just let them think about it.
Yeah. 4 liter.
4 liter. Yeah.
Fourth generation.
So were you concerned when you heard Saturn going away? Or were, I mean, not Saturn, but Scion. Were you happy, sad? Did you have any, or
well,
did you even know about it until I said it to you?
You are the car guy, and so, yeah, I had no,
you had no
knowledge
idea
of that. But it doesn't bother me because one of my games already has it. they already have a Toyota 86 model.
Yeah.
So that's what, okay, we weren't 100% sure, but that's what it's going to, Toyota 86?
Possibly, but yeah, Toyota anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love having a car out of, a lot of my cars were out of production in my life.
Yeah, me too.
And mine is number 5 out of 2,300, so I think that's kind of cool.
That's way cool. No, I've got my numbered Mini, so I totally get where you're coming from. And, you know, and I've noticed.
For a while.
Yeah. But I've looked, I've talked to people that are, so, and I haven't seen anybody really upset about it. It's just like, well, that isn't, I'm just keeping my car.
Yeah, you know, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm never selling mine. I mean, that's.
You put it in the garage now?
We got a plot. No, I drive it all the time. And it's, God, it's fast, you know. It's fun.
All right. Well, hey, buddy, thank you very much for calling in. Next time, hopefully you'll have some more seat time and we can chat some more about it.
I'll be recording some of my races.
All right, you do that, and then I'll send you a copy of the show, and then you reach out and get yourself one of them shake 'em up kind of simulators.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Say hi to Mary for me.
I will.
All right, folks. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a small break. This is SD Motorsports coming up next. I think, did I write it down? I probably didn't even write it down. But we've got a guest coming in from Paris Auto Speedway. And her name is, if I get this really quick, it is, she's 10 years, Brenda Kirby. So we'll be having her call in shortly. So stay tuned. This is SD Motorsports. Going up the main street, and then we're going over the hill. Motor baby.
Now we're going to look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170. The answer.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile friendly. Just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheels section. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, parisautospeedway.com, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris. Give them a call, 951-940-0134 if you don't have a computer. But I got to tell you, if you've never been to that track, you have totally missed some of the greatest racing out there. In fact, we have Brenda Kirby on the line. Hey, Brenda, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I understand you won your first ever modified main in the El Nino series last night.
Yep, that was the first one in the modified class for me.
Were you pretty excited?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. My dad was too.
Yeah, I imagine. Kind of run us through the race. Where did you qualify?
Well, we don't qualify. We draw pills for our start for the heat race, and I drew the pill one, so I started on the pole of the heat and won that, and then we have to invert the cars however I spin the wheel, and it was just a straight-up invert, so I started on the pole of the main and then led for a while, and then our friend Billy, or me and my dad's good friend Billy Wormsbecker, got around me about halfway through the race, and he led for a while. But, I mean, the track was around the top the whole time, so it's hard to stay consistent. He bobbled a little bit, so I got underneath him and then led the rest of the way.
What kind of car are you driving?
It's a BMS modified.
Oh, okay, modified. Ooh, what kind of engine?
It's a 383.
Wow, so, and you're what, 19?
Yeah.
Sort of hammered down, huh?
That's a 383, like a 383 stroker.
Yeah, 383 stroker.
Mercy. How many horsepower?
What do you got about?
Yeah, like 600.
Yeah, about 600.
Oh, yeah, just 600.
Yeah, 19, no problem. Yeah. Just drive it to school. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, watching
okay.
Those guys, they're not doing real well. They're being inconsistent. And just came up under them, blew them off the track.
Well, I've known of your dad, Mike Kirby, sprint car driver at Paz. I think we've even interviewed him a couple of times. So is this where the acorn just doesn't fall too far from the tree? Was it something you wanted to do? Was it something like he wanted you to do? How'd you get into this?
Well, I mean, I grew up, I danced for 6 years, and then it wasn't my thing anymore, so I started going to races the last few years, and I really liked it. And then I just wanted to do it, and my mom wanted me to wait till I was older, so I started at 16, and then it just kind of went from there.
So now she doesn't have any control. You're old, and now you can do it, right?
Oh, yeah. She was excited when I called her last night.
So where are you based at?
Lomita, California.
Oh, Alameda?
Lomita.
Oh, okay.
LA area.
Right. Wow, I tell you what. So you're what, 19 years old? So are you going to go to school and, you know, do something in reference to
racing?
You know, racing, like an engineering degree? I mean, what do you got planned? Or is this just fun for you?
No, this is just fun. I'm going to school right now to be a high school math teacher.
Well, there you
Ooh.
Go. All right. Well,
yeah.
then you can
completely different.
See, she's a math person. And that means she races very differently.
Yeah.
There's no red mist. It's all calculated. This is she's just watching it, and she waits and then nails her spot.
Is that
right?
Is he telling the truth?
Sometimes you just got to do what you do.
Well, what he means, I'm sure you know what red mist is, but like whenever him and I get out and on a track someplace, I'm the one that goes totally flat out crazy, and then he's a little bit more calculated and decides maybe we shouldn't go into this turn at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's all about, hey, I just go, hey, that's what it's all about. I'm not complaining. Well, then, see, normally when a young lady tells me, you know, and does as well as you're doing, you know, I tell them if you're going to plan a career, stay away from the boys. Because that's a career damaging thing all the way around. But since you're not going for a career, I guess you can still have boyfriends.
Well, how intimidating would that be for a guy driving with a...
I wouldn't want to be your boyfriend.
No, I'll be driving tonight. Don't you be thinking that.
Do you run into that? Do you run into that at all? Because, I mean, of course, everybody at school knows you race.
No, I don't really tell a lot of people that I drive race cars in school.
Really? Why?
Yeah, if they ask, I tell them. If they don't, I just don't mention it.
And why don't you do that? Just because you don't need the attention?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because you'd get
Once
a bucket
I tell
load.
People, they treat me different. So.
Do you scare the heck out of boys? Do you scare?
Oh yeah.
And you do it on purpose, too, don't you?
Sometimes.
Well, if you don't get the good dinner, if you didn't get the movie you wanted to see, let me drive you home.
Yeah I'll drive home.
What is your personal car? What's your daily driver runaround car?
I drive an F-150.
Okay, you're a trucking
car.
Girl.
Yeah.
Parts car.
Yeah, I like trucks.
Yeah. Well, you know, so are you just waiting until you go to college and then you'll stop driving? Because you're getting close to college, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, this is actually my second year in college.
Yeah.
Oh, you're already in. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to a community college by our house.
Right.
When we move out to Arizona, I'll go to a school about 2.5 hours from where we're living.
And what are you going to study?
Math.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. I like the math class.
God, you are so fortunate to have a brain for math.
I don't either.
And you will go so far. You will always have a career.
God.
You always have a job.
I know. I stood right in front of my math teacher and I go, I don't understand algebra. If A equals 1 and B equals 2, why do I need A and B?
Yeah, that's how I felt in high school, but sometimes you need a good teacher to understand it.
Well, I didn't find one because he looked at me and says, you know what? Beats the hell out of me. I go, what? You're the teacher. You're supposed to help me. I just didn't have a clue. No.
My dad was a rocket scientist. And every Sunday would be do your homework day. And I would dread it because I'd be trying to figure out math problems. And he'd say, good Lord, Mark, how did you come up with that answer? It's like, I don't know. Can I just run away now?
Yeah, really. I don't like math. It's no fun.
And I have been able to avoid math pretty much ever since.
Yeah. So. And I think you hit it right on the head, Brenda, is you found a good teacher. Somebody that took you aside and says, all right, let me explain how this thing works.
Yep.
Well, that's excellent.
What's the best feeling you get from racing?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Winning?
I don't win very often. So, I mean, I like to go fast and I like the modified motor. So, I mean, that's nice.
Power. Most power.
Yeah.
What was your first experience getting behind the wheel of that 600 horsepower car and you went out in a group? Because going by yourself is one thing, but when you're out there and you're wheel to wheel, and folks, if you don't know what a modified is, it's a car with no fenders.
Yeah.
And a big motor.
I mean, it was a little different.
Did you race anything before? Please don't tell me you went straight to a modified.
No, well, I'm racing a sport mod.
And what kind of powertrain is that?
What kind of engine's in there?
I ran a 350.
Oh, well, just a basic 350.
V8. You didn't start pony stock. You didn't start with...
No.
Just jump in.
Went straight for the sport mod.
So Dad just said, what the heck? Go for it, girl.
You can do it. Suck it up.
Yeah.
The old,
don't wreck it.
I won once, so...
Wow. How many kids in the family that race?
Just me. My sister's a dancer.
Well, you were a dancer too, huh?
Yeah, that's how my sister got started, but it wasn't my thing.
Your mother's influence, I suppose, and your dad was the racer.
Mom used to race, actually.
Wow.
Wow, the whole family's into it.
The whole family. My grandpa, too. He's the one that had my parents meet for the first time. So, I mean,
kind
of just in the blood.
Doesn't look like you're going to get away from it too far. But, you know, you never know.
I doubt it.
Is there another venue that you would like to try out? I know you like the modifieds, but, I mean, you've been around, you know, motorsports.
What about King of the Hammers type racing?
Yeah, like off-road stuff, you know, where they go wicked fast and then climb boulders.
I don't know about that class. I kind of like the circle track stuff.
Do you? All right. But that's good, you know. Oh, come on. If I handed you the steering wheel, you wouldn't try it?
Oh, I would drive it, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Right. No, you'll learn that anytime somebody hands you a steering wheel, jump on it. You know, I don't care what it is.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Nothing else for the experience.
Yeah.
So, now what's your you're going to race at all at Paris this season?
We're not sure yet. We'll run the last winter series race in 2 weeks, and then we'll either keep the modified motor and put a quick change in my car, or we'll put the sport mod motor back in and run IMCA sport mods one more year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, and what number would your car be?
5K.
5K. Okay.
Now, do you do any of the wrenching when they're doing the engine swaps and things like that? Making sure they do it right?
I help my dad, but he does most of it. I kind of just get the tools for him so he doesn't have to walk back.
Yeah, you're the talent, man. He needs to provide the car, and you're the talent.
But does he get into it and teach you what he's doing as far as setup, you know, shocks and tire stagger, air pressure? I mean, does he? Because you still have to come back in and convey to him what the car's doing so he can make changes.
Oh, yeah. He helps me a lot. It's just hard to teach someone at the races when you're trying to do something quick so you're not late to the race. But he tries his best to show me what he's doing.
Right. Now, before I let you go, you got to talk to us about who is your sponsors and who gets you to the track every week.
All right. Well, for sure, my dad, he works on the car all the time. And then John Lowry from Premier Services, and then my dad's business, Garen Mobile Home Service, and then Metalume, he gives us the metal for our bodies, and Dana Nelson helps out every single weekend when we go to the races with my dad and the car, and then Billy Wernsbecker with the wraps, he does a great job every year, so.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in. I'll send this copy of the show to Scott, and then he can get it to you, and if you're ever out there looking for sponsorship and you need some help, all you got to do is mention to your sponsors that you can get them on KCBQ, 50,000-watt station here in San Diego, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right, kiddo. Have a good one.
Go get them.
You too.
All right. You know, that's one thing I like about Paris Auto Speedway. You know, is the fact that, you know, Paris Auto Speedway just does such a phenomenal job with kids.
Huh. Good. Regional. And, you know, they're encouraging young drivers. They're getting out there learning and then, you know, supporting them. I wonder, does she have to trail her car with the F1?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure her dad or probably somebody has something to do with that as well.
Yeah. A born crew, the family crew.
Yeah. What a weird phone. What is this phone doing?
We just keep pushing buttons and something will break.
It's going crazy.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, there's lots of motorsport news, by the way. Did you hear about Tony Stewart?
Nuh-uh.
Well, you know how we do things we shouldn't do, like go out and ride quads and things.
Oh.
Broke his back.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. That's got to be some recuperation time.
Yeah. Hey, you need to hang up, Brenda. I kind of banged on the phone and I don't know what. Of course I did.
See, you just push buttons randomly.
I know. No, well, here's the deal.
Tony Stewart, though. So he's, this is the start of the season.
Right. Well, he was going to retire this year.
Yeah.
He was done anyway. Off season, he got himself into a little bit of a fractured vertebrae in a non-racing accident. He fractured, fracture.
Playing in the hills?
L1 vertebrae when he crashed an ATV while vacationing.
Oh.
So here's my play on this. I mean, he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, you know, with the back injury, of course.
Oh, he's not racing, so what?
It's his retirement year.
That's the way to start retirement.
But why bother even going back? Why not, you know, put somebody in the car for the season and rest yourself up and become an owner? Yeah, you don't want to mess around with a broken back at L1, for goodness sakes.
Well, is he going to try to get back and race?
Well, what the rumor now is, who's going to be in the driver's seat? Okay, is it going to be Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon? No.
Ooh.
You know, but these are just rumors are going to be flying around all right. Clint Boyle will be in the car next year once Tony, you know, actually gets out of the car, if that's what he's going to do. I think it's going to depend on how his back goes. you break a vertebrae or blow out a vertebrae.
Be, you know, yeah, that's going to...
Doesn't want to be paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of his life.
No, yeah.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. We got one more segment coming up. We've got some motorsport news right here on SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
One of the hardest things to find may be an auto repair shop you can trust. And that's why so many people bring their vehicles to Tao Auto Repair.
I've been going there for at least 6 years. Lee is the owner. He's always very upfront on what needs to be done, what kind of stuff can wait. I mean, I wouldn't take my cars anywhere else.
You don't go back to a place for almost 3 decades if they're not honest. Let's face it. Everything's always been done right. And after going back so many times, you know, I trust them explicitly. They're not there to run the tab up.
When you go to Tao, Lee gets the job done right, he gets it done at a good price, and he gets it done quickly, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
For trustworthy and honest auto repair, take your vehicle to Tao. That's T-H-A-O. Tao Auto Repair on El Cajon Boulevard between the 805 and 15 freeway in San Diego. Call 619-640-4606. That's 619-640-4606.
Always a great experience with everybody that works there across the board.
Tao Auto Repair, 619-640-4606. Okay, let's say you need new windows. You want to save water and money with synthetic grass. You need legal advice. Or maybe you unfortunately have bug problems. Or you're looking to go solar. There's only one place to find a pro for the services you need. The Pro Center at am1170theanswer.com. You'll find quality providers like Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Voted best green exterminator by a leading magazine. The Pro Center at am1170theanswer.com.
CrunchCare is now offering half price on club memberships and date night bookings. CrunchCare provides custom solutions when you're looking for a babysitter, nanny, special needs nanny, baby nurse, housekeeper, household assistant, or a caregiver. CrunchCare Recruiting Services is now available on crazypricemall.com to offer you half price to their services. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this great deal. Go to crazypricemall.com to get yours today.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Care out at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net or give them a call at 619-444-7170. Make sure you tell them we here at KCBQ sent you, and you get a free dyno pull. Did you find a trivia motorsports question?
No, I can pull one out of here.
I'm sure you could. But while you're digging away, it seems like F1 Ferrari is a little worried about Honda nibbling at their heels.
Yes, they probably should.
Yes, I think they should. And you know, Honda itself is dedicated to go after them as hard and as fast as they possibly can. So it'll be interesting to see. Did you hear where Michelin wants to get back into F1, but so far they're not able to push their way in?
Why? Who's a tire provider for F1?
Firestone. I think it's Firestone.
Really?
Yeah, Michelin remains interested in Formula One racing at the earliest opportunity to Pirelli.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Pirelli has a tire deal.
That's a tough lock on that, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
he says, but it's still adamant F1 would need to switch to an 18-inch wheel rim if it, you know, comes back. And that was their problem. They had a 13-inch tire package, and Pirelli came out with an 18. And so the key to Michelin's proposal was to move away from the current 13 spec, so that's what took care of that.
Pirelli is very protective.
Oh, gosh, yeah, right down.
I get great press releases from them every week, you know, before a race and after a race. You know, the follow-up, you know, yeah. Tires, compound.
Oh, I know, like the Pirelli Cup Challenge. This one doesn't make any sense to me, but it's F1, so it makes all the sense in the world. If you hurt, because you're not really heavy into motorsports, but this thing I'll call engine tokens.
Uh-oh.
Well, mention the word tokens and black and white boxes in Formula One fans, and to many, a gray fog of bewilderment descends.
Token.
Well, F1's controversial token system was introduced from the 2015 season as a way to police power unit development through up to 220. But it has emerged. It is already on the way out. It was intended to ensure manufacturers maintained a relatively tight rein on cost and on unrestricted development could take results in a financial free-for-all. So in short,
what does that mean?
Well, in short, the power unit is broken down into 42 parts, with each of those allocations a token weight from 1 to 3 depends on importance. And so, in other words, if
you're
you have
a reader,
it's the stupidest thing in the world. I mean, it's just like talking math. And we all know.
Better call Brenda for that.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have to call Brenda for that one. Let's see what else we got here. Speeds are ridiculous. The new NHR series, Top Fuel, they're over in Phoenix right now testing. 3.683 at 325.37 miles an hour in 1,000 feet.
What does that do to your body?
Oh, that's a really good topic. The G-force is fun. It's like 4 to 5 Gs.
All right, so you hit a top speed of how much?
325.37 miles per
hour. In how many seconds?
3.683.
3.5 seconds.
This GTR will go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. And we think that's pretty cool.
You need to do that on our way home.
No.
Light that dog
Scare
up.
Me. I'll let you light that doggy up. Funny car. Now, here's something that's rather interesting. Now, funny car, that's a full-bodied car, very short wheelbase compared to any
drag racer with a silhouette body on it.
Jack Beckman went 3.880 at 325.77 miles an hour. So, I mean, they're only thousands.
In 1,000 feet?
In 1,000 feet. So between Top Fuel and funny car.
In a quarter mile.
No, 1,000 feet. Quarter mile is 1,260.
Okay.
That math thing, but I mean seriously. I mean, is that? I mean, and they're doing everything they can to try to slow them down. They cannot slow these guys.
No, is it just the engine tolerances? They're getting that much more power out of
that transmission.
Are they getting bigger displacement?
There's no limit on. They're still running about 1,500-1,600 horsepower, but the insanity is it's clutches.
These are 8-cylinder engines.
Yep, but they all only go 1,000 feet because. Because anything over 1,000 feet, you start.
Engine's done after 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Formula E ran in Buenos Aires, I think, this weekend.
I saw something about that.
Yeah, I don't have the results. It's interesting because, you know, when Long Beach comes back, you know, last year when Long Beach was here, the Formula E races were free. Anybody wanted to go, they got in for free, no charge. Now it's $25.
Pretty much like the Super Bowl. Remember when it first started out, what, 25 cents a ticket? Now
$5,000
a ticket.
And then in Indy racing, of course, all the Indy teams are gearing up and they're getting ready to take off. Now here's one.
Oh, Indy 500. 100 years of Indy 500.
You going to that one this year?
I'm going to do everything I can.
Sign your happy butt up. Now here's something that's interesting. In MotoGP, if you miss a PR event, you know, a right, you know, meet and
greet.
Supposed
to represent, yeah.
Putting you in the back of the pack.
Well, I think that's a good dose of humility.
Man, isn't that something? Okay, now the most important part of the day is the 2016 point standing so far in monster trucks.
Point standings in monster trucks. It's like saying point standings in world wrestling.
No. This is WWF Motorsports.
I know.
First place, Gravedigger.
Gravedigger has been out there for how long? Kid was 10. We were going to see Gravedigger.
That's Dennis Anderson's son, Adam Anderson.
Wow.
So he's got Adam.
It's two generations of Gravedigger.
Three. Well,
Gravedigging family.
Oh, my God. Monster Energy with Damon Bradshaw. He's came in second. Max D, which is really kind of interesting because Max D never comes in third. That was with Tom Mintz. And then, of course, in the Amsoil Series in the East, the Zombie, driven by Bari Musawari, is first. Gravedigger, driven by Cole Vennard, is second. And Scooby-Doo, driven by Brianna Mahone, is third. And that's in the East. And then in the West, can you believe there's all these different series?
And you're packing the venues, stadiums, whatever.
Packing them,
fairgrounds.
Dude. So on the West side, and it's an Amsoil series, Gravedigger with Morgan Kane is first. Max D with Colton Eichenberger is second, and Monster Energy with Cody Sauser is third. Now, you got a Max D in three different series. You got Gravedigger in three different series. You got
that's a pricey race schedule.
Well, you know how much it costs for those trucks? I mean, this stuff is
what's
not,
the cost of one tire on those?
Probably about a grand.
You know, I did a story once on, you know, the start of monster trucks, and I think it was with a Ford. I forget. Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, man. That was such a great story. And then how it just, you know, then here comes somebody else doing it. Then you got a race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and what's his name? Bob Chandler, who built Bigfoot. That's just a marketing. You know, he was just messing around. He sold. He worked and sold on, you know, sold trucks. And, geez, I wonder if we could do this. I love it when they say that.
And then they bolt on some tractor tires, you know.
Military tires.
Uh-huh.
And then they break something. Oh, well, I better get something beefier. So then the market takes. Yeah, it's crazy. It's. I like monster trucks. They draw better than anybody. You got anything else? Because we're just about out of time. About 5 minutes.
Don't have any racing stuff. You know, I do want to. I noticed I got a release from Tesla that they are offering a financing deal. I'm going, Tesla, you know, these are $100,000 electric cars, and you see them on every corner in San Diego County.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're having to, you know, have an incentive to get a Tesla. And it's like, oh, wait, gasoline prices are down.
So why do I need a $100,000 electric car?
So why do I need a $100,000 car? Now, but you can, what is this lease deal they've got here? Limited time Model S, starting at just $698 a month. Or $607 a month after you figure you're in your fuel savings. So you can get a Tesla for less than $700 a month.
Would you get a Tesla?
You hit it on the head
in the Green Machine Show. You know, people don't need Teslas.
You want a Tesla,
you
and they've got no problem selling a lot of them, and they want to keep that momentum going. So
leasing's the next best thing.
I mean, you know,
it doesn't seem like a very user friendly lease program.
Get a loan for 1.99%. That's like free money.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a pretty weak lease program. I mean, a Corvette is $800.
Well, you don't want to buy a Tesla. You want to trade it in after.
Well, that's what I recommend. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, what year? I don't know. What the 72 month? Is that what the lease program is?
Yeah, well, you can get 12, 24, 36. You can get them all. Yeah, they'll
if you want to get a fresh car, there's nothing wrong with that.
I personally, you know me, other than the fact that I own a fleet, but if I didn't, I would lease. I would just get a brand new car every 3 years and be happy as a clam. Trade up, trade down. You know, or not trade down, but get more features, get a different this, that. And I'd stay with one manufacturer.
As we've talked with manufacturers, that 3 year, you know, the American brands still have a warranty of 3 years, 36,000, while the other manufacturers are going toward 4 years,
5 years
longer.
Mm-hmm.
But now the trend in vehicle re-engineering, all new models, you know, you're going to get, you know, that a 6 year span,
mm-hmm.
6 years on a car, maybe. Seven on a truck.
Yeah.
But then every 3 years you get a fresh car, and that's so when your lease is up after 3 years, you go back, you get a refreshed version. You go, oh, I kind of like that. Just do that. Pick my keys and give me another one.
Well, I'll close with this motorsports story, and I've told you this 100 times, but there's a guy locally.
All right, I'll be checking out here now.
Yeah, got the Ford. Oops, I wasn't going to say what manufacturer. He bought a car from a Ford dealer. Took it home, gutted it.
Oh, that, yeah.
Put a roll cage in it. It's going to go doing the rallycross.
Uh-huh.
I think his lease
with
is...
the front drive at Ford, going to do rallycross?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it when it comes back, because he's going to have to trade it back in here
and he's
got to
put everything back together.
Yeah, he's not going to remember.
It's going to be terrible.
He's not going to
beat it up.
Door
in a
panels will be hanging. The doors will be tweaked.
We got the extended warranty on that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, folks. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as we've enjoyed giving it to you. We'll be back next Sunday, 1-4, KCBQ, AM 1170. We are the Answers. Go Chargers.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.